Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello to the cafe guys out there, up here. There's only one of us at the moment. Everybody seems to be sleeping in. Not sure why that is, so I'm going to need some people to call in. The call-in number is 347-989-8435. 347-989-8435. We'll be watching the control board here. So if you call in, just connect, and we'll put you through, okay? Anyway, we are here. It's a beautiful morning. We had a big storm come through, but very brief. It's more like the normal Florida stuff that we're used to, which we've missed. The big storms that happen, and then they're history in a few minutes. Everything gets thoroughly soaked, including all the bicyclists out there who think they can outrun the storm, which includes me. And then we have beautiful sun come out. The beach looks great. It's relatively clean, and everything is actually running pretty well here now. Kind of looks great. Crowds are starting to come back just in the last few days. It was really quiet for a long time. Not sure why that was. Some people have said that it's the Canadian dollar is weak, and it's causing some of our Canadian friends to take a little longer to come down here, some of the snowbirds. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's looking for an explanation to any of this. It's unreasonable. Just recently, this last week, we found that we had some extra. We have amazing talent, this kind of people who were tired of just living here, snowbirds or whatever. We found we had a couple that normally live from Las Vegas who run their own dance program, show, I should say, goes around the country. And quite an impressive program. And they are going to put a little show here and show us a little sample of what they do. It's just like this is the place to be right now. They're enjoying it. They're having a great time. They're coming back. Every time we put on an event here, weather's beautiful outside. We have this enormous pool deck, sound system, lights, new lounges. So we're good to go here. Anyway, again, anybody want to call in while the show is live? That's 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. It's 347-989-8435. So I'm sitting here inside because it's relatively quiet. Outside we have our winds, which is nice, but it's warm. Today, I think, is the seventh day past the all-time record of how long it has taken for this area to have a single, just one morning that is coldest temperature of the day below 70 degrees. It has not been below 70 degrees yet, even at the coldest period. And we're 7 days past all-time record, and it doesn't look like there's going to be a break. Whether it's global warming or what, this is really peculiar. We can't, most people don't find comfort with the humidity here to open their windows at night, which is a nice thing to do, because it's really staying too hot. We use our air conditioning in Southern Florida to basically dehumidify our places. About the only way it's going to happen. And so if you turn off the air conditioning, open the windows, it isn't so much the temperature, it is the humidity. If you don't want to end up with somewhat wet bed sheets in the morning from all that perspiration. Anyway, but it is beautiful. So, anybody want to call in again? One last time. It's 347-989-8435. I'm sitting here in the cafe. We just put out a new newsletter, and I'm looking at that. And we put out a new calendar for November, and looking at that, looking at a really pretty breakfast that the cafe has just served. They do a great job, and hopefully we return the favor with all the people who live here. Sort of works that way, doesn't it? Got a good restaurant, good cafe, gets used. Anyway, we survived turtle season, the turtle nesting season. I haven't seen the statistics, but March to November, the entire month of March, all the way through the entire month of November, is a period where we are supposed to, and legally, need to reduce or stop the light going on the beach because it can interfere with sea turtle nesting. And they've been doing this up and down the East Coast of Florida for a while now to protect the nesting of these turtles. My understanding is it interferes two ways. One is if the mama turtles, when they're pregnant, are looking for a place to nest, and they see a lot of light on shore, they don't come in and nest. And the other one, which we all, I think, know about, is the baby turtles are looking for light when they're born, when they crack out of their eggs. And they, therefore, if you've ever been on a deserted beach with dunes, if you look toward the ocean, you see a minimum starlight sky. If you look toward the shore, you see absolute black because down at the sand level, especially, the dunes cut out even starlight that you would see going, in our case, west or inshore. It's fairly dramatic. So the turtles look whatever, supposedly, if it all works. And if there's a lot of light, like one of the ice cream places on the Broadwalk here at Hollywood, Florida, it could confuse the turtles if it moved the wrong way. Only one statistic we've heard is only 1 in 100 turtles that hatch actually make it to adulthood. A lot of them get picked off by birds and the fish that are closer in on their way out. They're easy pickings. But if they get past, and they, of course, and grow for years, they come back to their females and they nest in a similar sort of same spot, same area. So it's anything to help the odds is a good thing. Our condo got by without any fines. We've been very careful, and we've sent a lot of education. We would like industry come up with some less expensive solutions. For example, less expensive amber LEDs. If anybody knows about turtle-approved amber LEDs, which look pretty close to what we all like, then that would be terrific. Send us a note, call us up, because right now the bulbs are like $35 a piece, the fixtures are like $50 to $80. That's a lot of money to spend on fixtures if you've got over 500 balconies with lights on them. It's curious that it's almost like we're being held hostage here because the industry hasn't reduce the price of those particular LED bulbs, whereas other bulbs come down dramatically. maybe there just isn't enough of a demand, but given the need, I would think there was. Anyway, we got by, and I am looking forward to finding out how the Mexican season went this year in Hollywood. I know in the past we've had a number of successful nests. So now we're going into the winter, and our cafe is going as actually today. We're going. This is the beginning of their winter schedule. It'll be open 5 nights a week to help out the crowd to come. Let's see what else is. Oh, Margaritaville opened up. A little 140, 180, for different numbers. $1 billion sort of hotel thingy in the middle of Hollywood. It's quite a new attractive facility. It is a bit noisy. It is a bit crowded. I think it appeals to a younger crowd who tries to. Seem to be doing pretty good. I think it's going to change Hollywood, Florida dramatically one way or the other. Anyway, I should say. And, you know, can't stop the tide. This is a nice place to be. People want to be here. And there really weren't enough facilities for people to be for all the people to enjoy. So, there's a good, it's bad. That's life. We move on. I'm sure I'm going to take advantage of the facilities from time to time. And maybe I'll guess there. We will see. Let's see. What else is good? Looking. I don't know if for those people who've lived in condos, this can be a busy time for lots of reasons. People. Obviously, the obvious one is snowbirds come down and there are a lot of people here. And, you know, it's great. Every season has its attraction, whether it's crowded or empty. It's nice when off season because you can walk into any restaurant without a reservation and have a great time. In fact, day before yesterday, we went into a Peruvian restaurant on Dixie Highway. I apologize for not remembering the name. It's ranked number one in Hollywood. And Hollywood has a lot of restaurants, and we were impressed. I wish I could give you the name, but the service, the look, and the ceviche was amazing. We had other seafood too, and we were impressed. We will be back. I love these recommendations from places like TripAdvisor. They really expand one's horizon. You don't keep going to the same restaurants. This one is as good as the review said, but. I was going to say, back to the other point, we didn't have a reservation. We just showed up. I imagine that's going to be a bit harder by December or January when everybody's here. It's just, but again, welcome back, snowbirds. It's good to see our friends who have been here for a while, to hear their stories, hear about their trips. And their families, maybe a little less so, but, you know, it's still wonderful and entertaining to see our friends again. And a little planning isn't a bad thing. Maybe I'll stoop to getting a reservation, doing a little planning now. So, anyway, that's about all I have to say. I want to stretch this out. I'm looking forward to getting outside and enjoying the beautiful weather. And I hope that we get some calls in next Sunday, Eastern time. Negative 5 GMT, and we'll do it. We'll try again at 9 o'clock. That'll be on the 15th, November 15th. Just hold the number. You will call in, and you can call in at 347-989-4435. That said, this is Steve signing off for the Cafe Guys, Kick Cafe Guy. Hope to see some of the snowbirds who make up our Cafe Guys back next week. So, take care.